Hi, I'm Andy Acton.
And I'm Chris Strevens.
This is Dentology, the Business of Dentistry podcast. So this is a little special episode, me and you, no guests this week. And I think we should talk about the fundamentals of business. What are the things that you really need to nail if you're going to be successful in business?
I think it's critical, isn't it? I think people are becoming more aware that dentistry is a business, I think also they, whilst they might understand it's now more of a business and it generates revenue and generates good profits, there's still no education about it.
Yeah.
And they might understand it's a business, but still don't quite understand those fundamentals. I mean, for me, one of the probably the easiest one is, what's it organised like? Mm. You know, there's almost this thing, isn't it? Like you turn up and, I just sort of carry on what the guy was doing before, so that must be right. But they've never really thought about it. I mean, what would you think from, you know, in our experience of, what's that, I don't know, between us, 50 years, whatever, how you would look at a structure in a practice?
I think organisational structure in any business is critical, and particularly within a dental practice, because if you think that, For many principals owning a dental practice, they are going to be locked away in their surgery for hours every day. So while you're in a surgery delivering dentistry, in that moment, you're not a business owner, you're a dentist. Yeah. That's it. You're a clinician.
It's very true. You're an income generator,
exactly.
Aren't you?
That's so right. I think if you don't have organisational structure in place, which means that the team who work with you are very clear about your expectations of them, who does what, where the accountability sits, who you can refer to if you need some answers, you're going to struggle. One, I think you're going to get interrupted loads. Mm. Two, you're going to be the person who everybody comes to for the answer because you give the answer as the business owner, but you may not necessarily be the best person to give the answer. And I think it also starts to unearth a lack of training. If people aren't trained, you will end up in a cycle of them just coming to you, asking the question for the answer. They get the answer. They haven't really done any independent thinking as to why that's the answer or getting to a conclusion themselves. Mm. You're just spoon-feeding them. And that's not a great way to grow a business.
No, I also think that sometimes what they do is there's sort of like this assumption that everyone knows what the business structure is, but it's sort of like just because I happen to stand next to you, it doesn't, osmosis doesn't give me the business structure. And I might not even have thought about the business structure. And I think it goes back to what you were saying about the fact of sitting down and actually making sure that you know what your business structure is, that you have allocated responsibilities and roles within that, and more importantly, actually had a chat with your team about it because they're not going to understand it if you haven't told them, have they?
No, and I think that roles and responsibilities, everybody should have a job spec. Everybody should have a specification of what their job involves. And bearing in mind, we're dealing with small businesses, so you don't want that wasn't in my job description scenario popping up.
No.
Because in a small business, there will be things you will have to just get on with and do. But there should be a core of what you need to do to make sure that it runs efficiently. This week's episode is brought to you in partnership with Ultimate Dental Business. We know as guys who have supported dentists for over 25 years and through hosting this podcast that building business skills in dentistry is vital. Time and again, we hear from dentists who tell us that they find the business side of dentistry the most challenging. And we know that stress and pressure comes from doing things we don't feel well equipped to do. That is why we are delighted to be part of Ultimate Dental Business, the new dental business hub delivering top-tier business training for dentists. Founded by Dr. Brad Thornton and Dr. Krupal Shah, Ultimate Dental Business is a response to the lack of robust dental business education currently available. Through our effective collective discussions with dentists, it was clear they most needed good structure and effective guidance to give them the knowledge and tools to be successful dental business owners and to create a business that serves them rather than the business that takes all their time and energy to keep going. To find out more about developing your own business education, click on the link in the show notes or go to ultimatedentalbusiness.com. I guess there's two issues, isn't there? One, gaps are dreadful because no one's doing it.
Yeah.
But overlaps can be dreadful as well, in that suddenly everybody's doing the same thing. So you need to have clear delineation of who's doing what and when. Yeah. And I think that feeds into a job role and description.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a sort of a nice analogy. The only one I can think of, because I'm not very good at it, is it's a bit like a car engine, isn't it? Everybody's has a specific job to do, you know, whether it be the valve or the spark plug or the fuel injector. And if one of those is off, then the answer is the engine doesn't work and potentially blows up. And it's the same sort of thing. It's almost trying to get people to realise that they're all cogs in a machine and they should all work well together, but you actually have to define what the cogs are going to be and monitor the cogs.
And also everybody has to do their bit for it to work. Like using the engine analogy, you know, regardless of what the person's doing, you know, if somebody's in the decontamination room, you know, making sure that things are being prepared and clean for the next, you know, the afternoon session, that's a really, really important job, and everybody should be valued for what they're doing. And if nobody does their job well, then that engine, that business is going to struggle and it's going to suffer. And I think once you get those roles and responsibilities clearly defined, I think it actually gives people comfort. Working in a business, knowing what's expected of you is a comfort. But also I think the next stage on from there is you can then start to measure how that business is performing. Because in the service industry, it's about the performance of the people. And if you now know what those people are doing and what's expected of them, you can start to measure the performance of that team and then start to discuss what success looks like in that team as well.
And you have to start somewhere, don't you? Because as you say, unless you have a structure, you can't then build a team that knows what they're doing, because otherwise you just end up with this amorphous mass of people that nobody knows what's going on, or they think they know what's going on. They think they know what their job is, but then how does that interrelate?
Yeah.
So I think structure, business structure, is so important as a start point.
Yeah. So I think structure, get those roles and responsibilities absolutely nailed, and then you can start looking at how you measure the success in your business. So I think if you get those things sorted, I think kind of that is one of the cornerstones. That is a fundamental of running a successful business.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Dentology, where we discuss the business of dentistry. If you like what you heard, please do subscribe where you found this episode. That would be amazing. And also follow us on Instagram.